This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. Let's see if we can. This is listener-oriented radio. It's sort of like a public broadcasting thing, right? Is there anything more annoying? Yeah, there probably are. Things more annoying, but for excuse me, I watched there a couple of old TV specials that were on PBS this weekend. I love those music specials. I can't stand T.J. Lubinsky, but I love the things that he does, all those old music, my music things. And there was a concert for George after he died with all those great musicians that also was on. And the only thing that makes it miserable is the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minute begathons that go on when they take their breaks every half hour. They go on and on and on and on and on. Right? Everybody listening who watches that stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know that I have succumbed, and I bought some of this stuff to support public television because I like the music, but it's so damn annoying to sit there and watch these people go blah, 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 who think of themselves.
They weren't doing it, and then they wouldn't get the money, and then that episode you're watching wouldn't even be on.
That's what they'll tell you. But in 30 seconds, you can tell the same story that these people tell in 8 minutes. We can tell.
Scroll across the bottom of the screen while the band's playing.
Yeah, exactly. You like this music? Call this number now. That's all. Bingo. All right, so that's enough of that. But I'm venting somewhat because, you know what? This is my radio program and I can do that. Hey, people listening, you arrogant so-and-so. Yeah. Great therapy. Why do you think I do this? This is great therapy every day. I don't have to go see a shrink. I just go, Jay's my shrink. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the good news. A mother found a meaningful way to channel her grief. She's getting 20 defibrillators installed across her hometown after her 18-year-old son went into cardiac arrest. Did he die? I think he died, right?
He did, yeah. The defibrillator was locked away inside a school. And it's kind of like, what's the point of these things when they're in buildings that are locked?
Yeah,
you can't
right.
Yeah, you can't time out accordingly when you're going to go into a cardiac arrest or have an event like that. And so after her son died, she didn't want it to be in vain. And so she started raising money to get some defibs to put around the town and ended up getting enough money that they could put 20 around the town.
Good.
So not only is he saving lives in the future, he also saved lives with his death because he was an organ donor and 5 of his organs were a match for people, one of them including a baby girl.
Wow, that's great. Yep. So think about others when you think about your own grief. It's a good way to get over it if you have some for whatever the reason that. I can't imagine myself. Can you? It's just impossible. Well, it is. I think for the person who hasn't gone through it, I'll say this unequivocally, that the feelings that you have losing a child, I don't think you could ever replicate unless you actually have been through it. Don't think you can do it.
Absolutely so, unimaginable. And we've discussed that so many times. A parent should never have to bury their child.
No. Nope. Okay, let's see what's going on. Maybe this is good news as well. Today, according to Bloomberg reports this morning, the first yacht, it's a 5-deck yacht, valued at $700 million. No, it can't be that much. There's got to be a wrong, maybe 70. I don't know. We'll see what the auction brings. Today, there's an auction of the first Russian, all the businessmen who have all these big yachts that are all over the place, and they grabbed them here and there. So now I want to know what they're doing with the money. After, is it going to help go to relief in Ukraine? That sort of thing, and how do we make sure the Ukrainian crooks don't get a hold of it as well? So it feels good to give the old zinger to the Russian businessmen who are supporting Putin and yank their valuables. Their villas are being sold around the world and their boats and that kind of stuff. But then where is the money going? Can we please have an answer for that?
Yes, yeah, so that is a generic, generalized term of going to support these efforts, going to help.
Yeah, no.
But there's never a breakdown. Where's the itemized document?
Yes, please. Okay, let's see what else is something of interest. Here's a father taking photos of his youngster's groin for the doctor. And he apparently instead of sending it in a private email, somehow it got into I guess it was on his Gmail. Sent the picture, and so Google flagged him as a criminal.
Oh, that's awful.
Which is awful? Google flagging him as a criminal, or the youngster having a problem with his groin, or perhaps both?
All of these.
Google is just those two squirts that run Google, they're so damn annoying, and the arrogance that all these people, Zuckerberg, these people who have gotten control of social media, you think it's so cool. We use it, certainly. We all use it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. But it's really obnoxious, and this is an example.
Hopefully, I mean, with this thing, Google, it's still not a human being. It doesn't know the context, so it just sees that there is a photo of something specific attached and flags it, as it should, to protect others. And hopefully, whatever the repercussions are, that there actually won't be repercussions, that a human being will get involved and see that this was a father trying to help. And you are allowed to send these things to your doctors. A lot of times it's through an actual, not client customer, patient portal.
Patient, yeah. Portals.
Yes. So instead of the email,
That's why they don't have to worry about the Google thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But hopefully it is understood that this was not a malicious intent situation.
Not at all. All right. For those of you who like to have news associated with people, we'll have people in the news, including a story from Alabama that'll make your hair curl right after this.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Es como magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so it's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. People in the news, starting with Yasmin Haider and the two people who suffered at her hands, but apparently this is not the first time this has happened. Jay, you want to take us? These were college students who were exploring the Alabama wilderness.
Yeah, Florida college students. Right before starting school again, they wanted to have one more summer adventure. Exploring the Alabama wilderness, like Doug said, and they come across this woman who said that she was having car trouble and asked if they could help, and they get out of the car to help her. Well, it turns out it was a fake car trouble situation. It was actually a robbery attempt. She pulls out the gun on the couple, Adam and Michaela, Adam 22, Michaela 20. And Adam, who has his own weapon, pulls out his gun. They essentially have this shootout. Adam is shot once, which ended up being fatal. And Adam did get a few shots fired off at this other woman, Yasmin, who was taken to the hospital and once released will be promptly arrested. But this also spurred law enforcement to look around the area where they found this off-the-grid encampment in the woods. There were two other arrests. There was a 5-year-old boy who came at the police officers with a shotgun.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. A 5-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Has a shotgun? And the police, they got it away from him, though. But what's a 5-year-old?
They told the boy to put the shotgun down. He was, quote-unquote, protecting the area, maybe. Who knows how this kid was raised.
5 years old?
But yeah, he didn't put the shotgun down until he got to the one woman who law enforcement had already ordered to the ground. And turns out that was his mom, and he was trying to get closer to her before he agreed to put the shotgun down.
These people are living in the woods, right?
It's awful, absolutely awful. And the poor girl, the girlfriend who lost her, the love of her life, just has so much guilt.
All right, here's another one. Kylie Rodney, is that how you pronounce this name?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes, this was awful. She was missing for, about 2 weeks after attending that graduation party that we had discussed that ended up being over 200 people, a lot of teens, young adults. And the teens that were there weren't exactly cooperating with law enforcement because there was a lot of underage drinking, some drugs happening, and the law enforcement had to convince them, like, we're not after anybody. We're not going to arrest anybody for this. We're going to look the other way. Just give us whatever information you have. They weren't able to find her, but then this other dive team went to the area over this past weekend, and they scoured some of the body's water, and the dive team sadly did find her car, and her body was inside of it.
Okay, one more of these, and we've had enough. Jesus. All right, here's Luke Knox, a college football player. Actually, his brother plays for the Bills. His name is Dawson Knox. He was playing at Florida International, died because of being hurt, foul play, heat, which is
They haven't released that information. No, but they have said that they've ruled out foul play.
Okay. So was it hot where they were playing? Did he have a concussion? Because the scrimmages oftentimes are just as rough as the regular games with one team, one group, they're playing for keeps. I thought that they had softened a little bit, the rules in college. See, this is why I don't like football, and I don't know that I'm maybe jumping to conclusions here a little bit, because I don't know why the kid died, but just in general, what happens to your head when you're playing football? Right?
Well, you also have a personal story with that with your son, too.
I do,
so
yes.
It hits very close to home for you.
Yeah, it does. And I just think, I just wonder sometimes how it is that people think this is cool, especially those of you. I know lately it seems like whenever I bring up Florida, it's not with something good. I've spent a whole lot of time in Florida in my life. My folks had a place we spent, from the 1960s. Actually, I worked on a couple of radio stations there. And so this isn't necessarily about Florida, but Florida, Texas, Ohio, this time of year, as the teams are coming back, school has started many places and will start this week and next week, a lot of places. But before school starts, the football season, high school, college football season brings back the students early so that they can be practicing. And with the heat and other things, it could be any number of, I just think that you're asking for trouble to encourage your sons to go play, and soccer is another one. It's very dangerous, and I'm not saying that lightly, for sure. All right, 21 after here.
Airlines. guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What the CDC has decided is most of us now, in regarding testing of COVID-19, we're doing it ourselves with these home devices, and that's why the counts are not as accurate as they once were in terms of who's testing, who has it, how many positives there are.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
Make my Goosebumps. Wind it up, Mariah. Can you hit this note, Jay?
Absolutely not. It won't stop me from trying.
Me either. There we go. We had Christmas in July, now Christmas in August. Bingo! Yeah, right. Okay, so this is another one of these Mariah Carey Christmas songs based on this song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah Carey is now 53 years old. Last year, she filed an application with the Patent and Trademark Office to market herself as the Queen of Christmas.
And
God
the
bless
only
her.
Queen of Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, she wants the rights, and not just in music. She wants the rights across everywhere. So if somebody right. wants to buy their grandmother who is, you know, decorates their house into a Christmas wonderland with a sweatshirt that says Queen of Christmas, nope, yeah. That would be illegal if Mariah Carey got what she wanted.
All right, so I told you the story. Last year I was driving around Hollywood, and I was following this black Rolls-Royce convertible. And I looked at the license plate, and it said Mariah. And there's this big dude driving the car. And I saw her sitting in the back seat, and I just got kind of a kick out of it, thinking how many plays of All I Want for Christmas Is You did it take to pay for that Rolls-Royce. Come to find out, last Christmas, she's made $60 million on this one song alone. Mm-hmm. Her career now has switched and turned to this being the focal point, or at least one of the main focal points. I mean, think about all the other Mariah Carey songs that there are, and there are a lot of them. She's had big hits. She had a very interesting career. I think she's a very interesting performer, frankly. But this is kind of... She had her attorney, Louis Tompros, comes from a Boston-based legal firm, file a formal declaration. This is somebody who doesn't want...
This is a Christmas artist, right. Elizabeth Chan. Her attorney filed to oppose this. Not saying
Darlene Love, too.
Yeah, Darlene Love, too. Because they're saying, no, not one person. No one person should be the quote-unquote queen of Christmas. Christmas is meant to be shared. Sit down, Mariah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. They've got all these big-time law firms involved in trying to... I don't know that much about Elizabeth Chan, but I know Darlene Love has a ton of Christmas songs that she did on her own and when she was with the Ronettes. And that stuff is what we hear traditionally a lot of during the Christmas season.
The second song that Mariah Carey does for Christmas that it plays second most to All I Want for Christmas Is You is Darlene Love's song, Baby Please Come Home.
Yeah, right, exactly. Baby Please Come Home. There are a lot of other great... So anyway, songs. This goes back to 1994 for her. So over her lifetime, she's made about $600 million as an entertainer. She's very, very well off. But she averages $4 to $6 million a year just in royalties for that one song.
Mm-hmm.
So God love her. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
16-year-old Kylie Rodney was last seen August 6th at a party at a campground in Truckee, California. That's just north of Lake Tahoe. After going missing, partygoers refused to cooperate with police trying to find her. Last night, a body and car were found in the Prosser Creek Reservoir. The divers claim it is that of the missing girl. Adventurers with Purpose has the equipment law enforcement does not have to find the submerged car. Greg Bishop on KCRA, NBC3.
You know, I know they put in thousands of hours of searching, and Adventures with Purpose just has a specialty. They have the knowledge of reading their sonar equipment.
A survey of 198 members of the National Association for Business Economics conducted August 1st through the 9th were asked, how confident are you that the feds will be able to handle inflation? 73% had a negative view. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As America's concern of the Fourth Amendment rights of President Trump were violated by the FBI's raid on his home in Florida, 45 is promising a strong response. The Department of Justice has until Thursday to provide a redacted version of the search warrant. Jim Trusty on Fox News is a Trump lawyer.
Coming soon. It should be something that gets publicly filed, so the whole United States will get to read this thing. The Fourth Amendment requires particularity. It requires narrowness to the intrusion on the person's home. This cannot be something where we just get a kind of a wink and a nod from DOJ that we're supposed to trust them.
New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is furious at the FBI and Department of Justice.
Clearly, Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. If they didn't anticipate this type of response from the American people, well, they're morons.
Brittany Griner is getting help in Russia from former basketball player Dennis Rodman.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story of the bear who was drunk. The bear in, this happened in Turkey, as it turns out, seemed to have gotten its paws onto some mad honey.
Then the bear cub was found in the back of a truck, like a pickup truck, totally sitting like a drunk dude. Like kind of upright, legs a little bit spread. He was not having a good trip.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. That's what I want to hear. All right, here we are to post for another day, another half hour of conversation here. The question of the day is who, what, where, why? Why isn't there more good news, Jay? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, gold could hold the key to treating inflammatory bowel disease.
That is some good news.
Yes, this is good news, right, for those of you who have that. It's a very difficult condition. You get Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and there hasn't been really any cure. And a lot of times people get this and they die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it can be fatal, and it's definitely a life disruptor.
Oh, yeah. So the main treatments are drugs. And some of the drugs have, as you know, drugs are not perfect. That's why at the end of every damn drug commercial that you hear on television, there's 15 seconds of why you should use the drug and 45 seconds worth of information that would consider, if I'd be looking, why would I take that? If it'll do all these bad things to me, what am I, nuts?
Well, it's like you're trying to do something for this organ, but it's probably the medication's going to mess up this organ over here. Or your symptoms may get worse. Like, I always find it interesting for the antidepressant medications, and then there's always in the bad side effects, it could cause depression and even further.
Yeah, it could kill yourself.
That's what you're trying to stop.
Right, yeah. It's ridiculous. The drug culture in this country is sick. We are sick in many different ways. All right, so anyway, these tiny gold particles effectively eliminate reactive oxygen something or other. I don't know. Do we have to go into the details of this? Because it's kind of complicated. It's kind of
the scientific side of it.
Right, exactly.
It's good. It holds a key to the treatment, and it's non-invasive, and it could be cheaper. And I think that's what's great about it. And
so ask your doctor.
The nitty-gritty part.
Ask your doctor. How about this?
This gold is right for you.
Actually, right, yeah, exactly. I'm going to discuss this with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of our expert medical folks. You hear him every week on this program, and we also do an hour every week on most of these same stations on Good Day Health with a focus on the research that he does. So I'll ask him this question. I think that'd be a good question to ask. So, if Florida, I'm getting gun-shy a little bit, pardon the pun. This guy who owns a bunch of stations down there is after us all the time because, you know, he doesn't like some of the things we're talking about for whatever the reason or how we're doing, I'm not sure. But, so whenever there's something that shows up, I think to myself, do I want to talk about this or not? And we all are interested in self-preservation, so if I just don't talk about things in Florida, will that make him happy? I don't know, but I am going to talk about this. Myrtle Beach, Florida. Dateline, Myrtle Beach. Two swimmers survived a shark attack on the same day. They weren't related. Related, good, Doug. Related. One of them, South Carolina, and the other one is down in Florida, right? Or is this, Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah, see, so somebody's going to say, Myrtle Beach, is there Myrtle Beach in Florida? Now that I ask the question.
I don't believe so. There's so many inserts. Something
I like.
Beach,
all right, so here, this is for the benefit of the guy in Florida who owns the stations. I love Delray Beach. There's something about Delray and the quaintness of it. Mm-hmm. It has an aura, an energy to it. That is like no other town that I find in Florida. As a matter of fact, I would like to have a place there. And I was thinking, and I'm back and forth arguing because I'm not spending another winter like I have the last two. So do I go to Delray to Florida this winter and then every weekend go out and see the kids in California? How do I do that? Because there's a real appeal to Delray Beach. Anyway, that's the...
There is.
Let's go back.
Dustin is nice. I'm going to Key West in a couple weeks for the first time. I'm really excited.
How are you going to do the program? Wait a minute.
I requested off months ago.
You did?
Do you need me to forward those emails again?
Nah, I'll remember. Well, Jennifer will be here.
Yeah, I was going to say the good news is everybody, we get Jennifer.
Jennifer Horn back again. All right, so let's go. Get to the Myrtle Beach thing here? The
sharks,
we basically told the story. Don't go swimming off Myrtle Beach's coast.
And we've been talking about this before, too. There's so many different things with the animals in the news. There's shark attacks. There's alligator attacks.
Is that bear that was drunk?
One thing after another. Yeah. The Mad Honey?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Insert all the Yogi Bear jokes there.
Yeah. Yogi Bear. God love him. Do you love Yogi Bear? What's not to love about Yogi?
I liked
Yogi.
Boo Boo.
He did?
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Okay, let's see here. Speaking of sharks and biting off your foot, here's a partial foot that was found in Yellowstone Park in a pool, a natural pool, not a swimming pool.
Yeah, one of the hot springs, and their officials are saying foul play is not suspected. How are you saying that, foul play? The foot was still inside the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other reports of anything else that might kind of coincide with this situation. How is that not a potential issue of foul play? What are those resources that made you decide that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The water in Abyss Pool in the West Thumb Geyser Basin, the southern part of Yellowstone, is 140 degrees. So it's not likely that there's anything in there that's alive. So if there was some kind of a... Well, how old did... Listen to me. How old is this foot?
That's the question.
Probably not. Yeah. Well, anyway, they'll get to the bottom of it sooner or later.
They do believe foul the foot play came from a dead individual.
Yeah.
So there's no circumstances surrounding the death of the individual who is the owner of this foot.
Okay, I've got my feet. Oh, you got your feet? Both of our feet are firmly planted in the ground. The housing market. Those of you who are looking, I have a very good friend who's in the real estate business. And, well, I'm kind of in it now as a developer, but this guy is somebody who has his finger on the pulse. He sells most of the homes in this part of town. And he says things have slowed down, but there are more real estate agents who have made a whole lot of money in the last couple of years that now are getting upset because they say the housing market is so volatile. Hello, what do you expect in a recession?
Yeah.
Is there a recession? I don't know. Did somebody declare this was a recession? I guess it has all of the makings of a recession, but certainly not as serious as the one we had in 2010. Yeah, there's a slowdown going on. Prices are crazy. Mortgage rates are nuts. And so that's not good news for home sellers. It was a seller's market for quite a long time.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Now, you had good luck when it came to that. You sold your house.
Well, but this also happens every year as well, where in end of April through May and even early June, it is definitely a seller's market because you can get more money for your home because everybody is trying to get set up, especially families with kids, so that they can get their kids into the school system. Whereas the end of summer, end of July, August, September, it's more of the buyer's market because all of the homes drop in price because there's less people trying to buy at that given time.
Yeah.
And that happens every year.
Yep. Sure does. Now, you might be able, if you're in tough straits, you want to buy an electric car, you can get some tax credits for that. That'll help out your cash flow a little bit. But be advised, please, as Nick Miles, our auto expert, has said on this program any number of times over the last 4 or 5 months, especially since this new law has been passed in the last month or so, there are going to be a lot of credits for cars made in America. I say, hip, hip, hooray, it's about time. This is something that Biden, whether it isn't really Biden, Manchin and the Democrats, and I don't know, whoever put this together, there's a lot of pork, there's a lot of BS in this bill. But one good thing is that we are supporting American workers, American companies, and American-built cars. So if you don't like my son and I were talking about this yesterday, we're going through my friend, the car dealer, to get him a couple of cars for the family out there. And they're going to get, as residents of California, who make less than $300,000 a year, they will get a $10,000 tax credit off of their tax returns. I think they're just a little bit below it, but that's the threshold. Make less than $300,000 in California. And this is pretty much what's going to happen around the country. So you don't think this is going to boom the billing of cars? It's okay if you want to drive a car. The infrastructure is not there to protect you, and I'll talk a little more about that after I clear the horse out of my throat right after this.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only
pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of plowage.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
It's always creepy to hear that.
Just a little bit. A little bit.
47 past the hour. Okay, so the top economic advisor in the White House is trying to explain the key tax credits that are intended to accelerate production of electric vehicles in our country and purchasing of them. The Inflation Reduction Act has all, this is the crazy thing, I mean, all this stuff, drug prices are, why should there be a thing addressing drug prices in the same thing that pushes electric cars? You
want to
try to...
They don't want things to pass, whenever they tie stuff like this together.
Tie it up. But they got this one through. $7,500 tax credit, generally speaking, if you buy a new car made in America that's electric, if it's used, it's $4,000. If you're in California, you get another $2,500. So here we go. The car makers who have... there's always a problem with car makers. Okay, so we've given you this on a silver platter, boys and girls. Those of you who run General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford... Here you go. Your stuff's made in America. Everything, this will incentivize bringing production back to America because the cars have to be made in America by an American company. All right, so anyway, and I guess the exception is Chrysler because Chrysler is foreign owned, but still is one of the big three. So the tax credit. This is also something that's, if you buy batteries for cars that are produced in the United States, all of this stuff, National Economic Council director says, we think, quote, that it's appropriate because we want across time to provide a strong incentive for us to have supply chains that we can control in our country. Hello, duh. I told you the story last week about one of my Range Rovers, I think, didn't I, Jay? I have one of them has a problem with a fuel sensor that's a chip that costs $1,000, and you can't find them anyplace. Nobody, my car's been sitting at the garage for 3.5 weeks, and it can't be used because
that makes sense. But also, how many Range Rovers do you have? That's been my takeaway.
Oh, is that your takeaway? Okay.
But the chips issue is the fact that it's still going on.
Yeah.
Just seems like it should have been caught up by now.
Yes. You'd think that would be the case. I'm for thinking that way. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. I got high hopes. Right, where's the money pit? Money pits. In your home, that's where your money pit is. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the weekend show The Money Pit with Leslie Segretti. She keeps him in line, kind of like Jay keeps me in line. You know, you got once in a while, Tommy goes off on a toot. And so you got to rein him back in again a little bit. I have to do that here. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. Yes, exactly. All right, here's listener Carolyn, who has installed a one-piece tub shower in their basement. Does the tub have a linoleum floor? Or the basement has, I guess that's what it is.
Yep.
Right? The linoleum is rolling up where it meets the tub. Why would that be, and how do they fix it, Tommy?
That's a really common problem with sheet flooring, you know, vinyl flooring, or I doubt you put it in linoleum. That's what everybody calls a sheet floor these days. But it's very common.
It's roll out, right? It's kind of a roll.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's very difficult to seal the edge against something like a tub where you got a lot of moisture and a lot of movement, because the floor typically, you know, unless it's really framed well, it's going to be soft there, so you step on it, it goes down a little bit, it stretches the joint between the flooring and the floor, and so that's the kind of area where you're never going to keep it down by gluing it. So what I would do is I would use molding on top of that, but not just any molding. I would use the PVC molding because it's not going to rot. So
it's not going to rust because some of it's metal, so the metal would rust and the wood would rot, right? So you use PVC.
PVC makes perfect sense, right?
Nothing makes sense.
It's cellular PVC, so it's structural like wood. You can cut it and sand it and stuff. But just a PVC quarter-round molding, Carolyn, that'll tighten that up, and it'll never move again.
Okay, I'm getting to the heart of the broadcast today. You have a problem, neighbor. Here's a way to fix it. Pull a plug on whatever it is that, we can pull a plug in all the electric, right? You can maybe drill a hole in their water line.
Yeah, you can. You're talking about the latest Money Pit podcast in which we talk about a survey of the most annoying neighbor habits. And, of course, noise is number one. But I think some of the other top 20 beefs were funny. Being nosy, unkept landscaping, overflowing garbage. And this last one gets me. Yes, being overly nice peaked as another annoying habit.
Really? Oh, come on, get a life. All right, so that's in the Money Pit podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Okay, so now back to real home improvement questions at the newsletter, the moneypit.com/newsletter, as ways to keep ticks at bay. Ticks, I often wonder about tick repellents because some of them are so nasty for dogs. It's really, you got to be careful. So what did you find?
I don't doubt that. So we provide a formula, a recipe, if you will, for a natural, somewhat natural.
Does it less include toxic, lemon?
I hesitate to use that word because one of the ingredients is vodka. You can use 2 ounces of vodka or 2 ounces of witch hazel, an ounce of water, and 20 drops of an essential oil. That's really it. It's as simple as that.
Anyway.
That little spray bottle, and it's probably a lot better for you. Then,
you spray it on the dog. You shouldn't have a collar on. Just spray it on the surface of the dog's
skin. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I have all those things downstairs. I think I'll do that. I haven't had as many ticks on Daisy this year because it's so dry. Ticks don't survive with the drought. They will survive.
I think the same thing applies to mosquitoes. We haven't had as many mosquitoes.
Yeah.
It's been dry.
Right. All right. Let's get to Mike in Texas who says he has smoke detectors that are 10 years old.
Right.
They still work when he pushes the test button, but do they need to be upgraded? Why, if they work, do you have to upgrade them?
Well, absolutely, because the thing is, the smoke detectors are always testing the air, so they're always on. They don't just work when they alert, right? They're always operational. And if they're more than 5 years old, I recommend you replace them. Unless it's the newer ones that are actually rated for 10 years, but 5 years is the life of a smoke detector. And the technology has changed. Today you want to use dual detectors that senses a smoky fire and also a flaming fire. There's different types of sensors associated with that.
So what does it say that I have unplugged all of the fire detectors in my house?
That would be very foolish, sir.
Really?
Very foolish.
Every time I sage my house, you know what saging is?
No.
Around and take, well, sage is, it's like hemp. You burn it to get rid of the bad spirits, the bad energy, the bad ga-ga-goo-ga.
Okay.
And so I do that from time to time, and as I do it, it sets off all the smoke alarms. So
you create smoke and detectors go off. Go figure.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Well, just like a smoke in the kitchen, make sure you just plug them back in when you're done.
59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.